Item number two, PR 2020-04024. This is a site plan administrative DOT at 9616 Universe Boulevard Northwest. This is a request for a major amendment to to an improved site plan admin for self-storage off of Universe. So is the applicant's team here?
Hi, Jay. This is Char. Charlene Johnson from Consensus Planning.
Hi, good morning, Char.
Good morning.
Marcella, do you have their application ready to share? Wait for Marcella to get that pulled up, Char, and then we'll get going.
Okay.
I'm going to put it into the chat.
I'm working on getting it. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
While we're waiting, I found out what happened with Sertiel.
Yeah, what's up?
Apparently, I forgot, but I had granted him a vacation today, so
oh.
He's off.
He's got a pretty good excuse then for not being
yep.
here. All right, we got Marcel's got it pulled up here, Char. So if you would, please briefly update us to the.
Okay. Thank you. So before we get started, I just want to point out a couple of things, which is this site is a little unusual, and I because it, the address of the site is actually 9616. I think we've gone through this before, Jay, where it's we had to. This is a replatted site. And it was replatted in 2024. It shows up correctly in AGIS, but it doesn't show up correctly in ABQ plan. So when I submitted to ABQ plan, it ends up coming up 9610, which is one of the addresses of the three lots that were replatted. This one was given a new address, 9616. I included the address information. The addressing certification in the application. So I just want to make sure that gets clarified. It's just there's no other way for me to choose it in ABQ plan because it doesn't actually show up as a legit site, but it is real.
Okay.
So just want to put that out there.
Hey, Robert.
Yes.
Did you hear what Charles is talking about?
Yeah, I think the address update has been kind of, I don't know if it's pending and with addressing and with GIS, because I know we discussed it way back with the first site plan approval and it hasn't
right.
quite been updated. So we can kind of follow up with either addressing or GIS or both.
Right. And it is Robert, as I said, Jay,
yeah.
It's updated in AGIS, so I'm able to, you know, provide that information. It's just not in the ABQ plan. It's just those two aren't agreeing yet. So,
and it wasn't an issue for the review because we were going off of the UPC okay. and everything anyway. So,
okay, just want to make sure that's all moving in the same direction. But okay, so this is Charlene Johnson again with Consensus Planning. We're here in, thanks Jay, this is, we're requesting a major amendment to an existing approved site plan for a self-storage facility. And the major amendment really, the main components of it that have changed, I mean, every sheet in the original major amendment includes some changes. But basically, the major amendment increases the size of the storage facility building, and it also changes some of the traffic and circulation, including the parking. And there are some changes because of that have been made to some of the landscaping. And so in our request letter, I did explain where the changes were made on the building to accommodate the larger size and how some of the landscaping was changed. I know there are some questions from planning about the landscape, so I included that in the letter so that it's clear that we are still meeting some of all the landscape requirements. We did get the approvals from TCL, hydrology, Fire One, solid waste, And the water authority, we didn't need to get a new serviceability letter because we have the original, and I included the email from David Gutierrez saying that we are good and that we have water. Yeah, that one right there, saying that we are good for this the previous approval will apply to this one. So for that, I can answer any questions from the departments.
All right, thanks, Char. Hey, before we get to DOT comments, I just want to ask, confirm with you, Char, like this is a major amendment of a site plan and like a recent site plan amendment DOT, correct?
Yes.
Okay, appreciate it. Because I was confused. We've had a number of different site plans. I was like, oh, I wonder what this, which one this is amendment of. Anyways, I was
For a few, yeah. I mean, we also submitted because of the parking waiver. We submitted, you may have seen it a few times because we submitted it to DHO, and then we also then submitted for a parking study. So you've probably seen this sort of around. So it's been
Yeah,
moving through the
we've had it around. Yeah, definitely true.
and
I'm just
then
curious.
the
Well,
platform is different. Yeah, so you've seen it a few times.
yep, no problem. Okay, so let's go to DFT comments then, starting with the Water Authority, Bob.
Good morning. This is Bob Kane with the Water Authority. Our comments were kind of late, so we'll be able to send them to you, but our service connection agreement 202-404-0341 is executed and provides the conditions for service, the routine service connections, and all of our previous comments have been addressed, so we have no objections.
All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to hydrology comments next, Anthony.
All right, thank you. So hydrology does have an approved grading and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of July 8th, 2025, and hydrology has no objection to site plan approval. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments, Ernest.
Mr. Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated 3/21/2024. We have no objection. As a reminder, a full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Thanks, Ernest.
Hello, this is Dave Thompson. Can I address that for a second? I'm the engineer on the project. Ernest, we do have a TCL approved for building permit dated 7/16/25 by Sertil. So we do have that.
Well, that's no problem if you have it good. It's funny that he's the one that did the comments.
Oh.
I'm surprised he didn't realize he'd had done the check.
Yes. Thank you.
Right, thank you. All right, let's go to code enforcement comments next. Jacob?
Morning, this is Jacob speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
All right, thank you. Let's go to parks comments next. Hannah?
Good morning. This is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. We only had one minor recommendation that was provided by City Forestry. We don't have any objections or any other comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Anna. All right, let's go to planning comments next. Robert? Yeah.
Yep. Hello, this is Robert with planning. Just really had some confirmation items, and Charlene and I had kind of discussed a little bit. So you guys had already had the solid waste and fire approvals for the new site plan. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And did you guys need to update anything on the existing infrastructure list? I know the site plan didn't have one, but I know the shopping center and plat as a whole had one, so didn't know if the new site plan was going to require any updates to that.
I've heard from Dave Thompson, and he said no.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
So,
The entire aisle will stand.
okay.
Yeah, the
And
infrastructure, this is Dave Thompson, and I apologize. The infrastructure was completed in 2022 for the entire Ventana Square development. And so there was no infrastructure with this project.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, just wanted to make sure there wasn't any updates needed or anything like that.
Thank you.
Were any easements or access affected that would require additional platting actions for with the DHO or not at all?
I've also heard from Dave that says
Yeah.
that no, that won't be required at all.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Let's see here. And it didn't appear that the increase in square footage was affecting the dimensional standards per the zone district. So just needed confirmation on that, but everything was looking fine. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let's see here. You guys had updated the facade the last time, and it didn't really look like there was any changes to the facade or elevation design aside from, the larger building itself.
Yep, exactly. And you can see on the side, we do have on the finish schedule, we have the LRB, so that shows compliance with the VPO standards.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And the only thing that we needed in addition on the lighting, I'd sent you like that little sample, just addressing the chart and the zone in section 5A to the IDO, but you can it won't hold you guys up. You can just send that. So that's the one that I forwarded you the example the other day.
Yeah, so I have a couple of questions about it though, Robert, if I
Yeah.
could address them real quick. So the questions were that I sent it to the electrical. I'm not exactly sure. I'm sorry, we
Yeah,
didn't kind of.
the one that did the photometric plan.
The lighting guy. We sent it to the lighting guy. He looked it over. His questions were that we don't have any light poles on the site.
Oh, okay.
They're just wall packs. And so he was just, we were trying to figure out how that works with the 5.8 standards and how, because it seems like, I think, and my reading and his reading were both that it looks like the 5.8 standards really are more geared towards the light poles and how that, any kind of light, what is it called, like transfer or going across the property lines from light poles, but the wall packs are not going to do that.
Yeah, and that should be fine then. Just clarification on that. The section doesn't, I mean, it kind of addresses that, but it's not clear if anything else from the building, would affect it, especially with taller buildings, but I don't think it's going to
Right.
be a problem. So yeah, that's all I needed there. You guys already had the parking reduction approved, so or the parking study with the reduction approved. And so really just some of the standard comments that we had for the final documents and final submittal, so for project and application numbers, and in the comments some of the things that Jacob and Jay will need for the final signatures as far as that goes. But that's all I had, unless you guys had any additional questions.
Okay. And yeah, just one more question. Sorry about the lighting plan.
Yeah.
So, do you want us to submit anyways, or are you saying that because of that, because it looks like we are not violating the 5.8 standards that we don't need to do it, or are you saying we should do it,
I
but.
don't think you'll need to in this case because code looked at it, and then we had the photometric
Okay.
plan that from previous, and just
Right.
confirmation that there's no additional lighting. I think you guys will be fine.
Okay, and I did send you the updated. So when we
Yeah.
send the new one, I'll make sure that updated photo metric plan is included.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
So, Robert, what are the major comments that they need to address?
Really, with that as just confirming kind of the items, there is nothing pending that we have as far as just getting a final set for ready for you guys for the final signatures. But I didn't have anything else that needed a condition of approval aside from, project and
Well,
application
there's
numbers.
an infrastructure list, correct?
No, there's no infrastructure.
There is no infrastructure list.
No.
Okay, I thought there was. We'll need a photometric plan to meet the lighting standards of 5.8, which we can condition.
We already have that. So we don't need
We
anything
do
on the
have that.
lighting any further. Yeah, we're good on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like we can move forward then with an approval. DFT staff, does anybody have an objection to just going ahead and moving forward with an approval of this site plan?
Water Authority had no objection.
I see a hand up from Hannah. Virtual hand.
Yeah, I like the floating hand.
Yep. Ernest, are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, sounds like we can move forward, Char, with the approval of this site plan. And Robert,
Thank
we
you.
have no conditions. This will
No,
be.
there was nothing else because the previous one was pretty thorough, and this update was really just an increase in square footage, but with nothing else added. Just needed to confirm that with them that I was, reading the updated plan set correctly, and so that's it.
Okay. So we literally have the plan set that we need to distribute for signatures then too.
Yeah, so
That
I
Yeah, we'll just need a final copy because it's, it's in ABQ plan, of course, but we'll just need the final copy is really what we need. So that way, Jacob and Jay have everything that they need to route for signatures. But yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was asking that question,
Yeah.
because if we can release it for signatures, we'll get that out today. If we don't have a full plan set, we'll need a full plan set, Char. But and that includes the approved conceptual TCL, conceptual G&D, Fire One plan, and solid waste approval, and all the plan sheets, the light plan, lighting plan, landscape plan, utility plan, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll get that out for signatures as soon as we can. And Robert, you'll need to start working on the NOD, and get that, and we'll get that out as soon as we can.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Okay.
guys.
Thank you.
Congrats. Thank you.